From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Monday for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. He describes the 10% jump as a landmark event aimed at assuring the world of, in his words, American strength, security, and resolve. The president said the United States has to start winning wars again. Mr. Trump told the nation's governors that he will outline his spending priorities in greater detail in an address to Congress late Tuesday. The Pentagon says it has sent the White House a preliminary plan to defeat Islamic State extremists in Iraq and Syria. A spokesman says the Defense Secretary, Jim Mattis, will brief senior administration officials. He describes the document as a framework for a broader plan aimed at countering the extremist group beyond Syria and Iraq. He did not provide details. Syrian opposition activists say 11 people were killed Monday by airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province. They also say pro-government forces Monday drove out Islamic State forces from villages near the Turkish frontier, blocking Turkish-backed forces from reaching the de facto IS capital of Raqqa. Those reports were not independently confirmed. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State militants reached a key bridge in the city of Mosul. They are pushing forward with their week-old offensive to clear IS from the western side of the city. Officials said pro-government forces were in control of a section of what is known as the Fourth Bridge, or the southernmost bridge across the Tigris River. The United Nations, meanwhile, is describing a humanitarian crisis in the area, with people facing severe shortages of food, fuel, and medical supplies. This is VOA News. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee said Monday he has seen no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's campaign for the White House and Russian agents. Congressman Devin Nunes told reporters he has no plans to expand an investigation already underway. However, the top Democrat on the intelligence panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, later said no conclusions have been reached yet on the matter. Meanwhile, the lawmakers in both the Senate and the House are looking at findings by the U.S. intelligence community that Russia meddled in the U.S. election in an effort to help Mr. Trump defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton. President Trump said Monday there is nothing to love about the national health care reforms championed by his predecessor, Barack Obama. In separate meetings with the country's governors and insurance company executives, Mr. Trump describes the 7-year-old Affordable Care Act, popularly known in the United States as Obamacare, as, in his words, a failed disaster.
If we did nothing, just do nothing for a 2-year period, let Obamacare totally implode, which it's doing right now anyway, that would be, from a political standpoint, the best thing we could do. Just let it implode, and then people will come begging. The Democrats will come begging to do something to help them out of the jam. Once we start doing it, we sort of inherit the problem. We take over the problem. It becomes ours. But it's the right thing to do for the American people.
The president has not yet offered a particular strategy for the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Supporters of President Trump are holding rallies across the country Monday. They hope to counter the anti-Trump demonstrations that have sprung up since the November election. The JJJ Association says Jewish community centers and schools received bomb threats Monday in at least 11 U.S. states. It is the fifth wave of anti-Semitic threats issued this year. Association Director David Posner called for swift and concerted action from federal officials to find the perpetrators. A German hostage was executed in the Philippines by the Islamic militant group Abu Sayyaf after a ransom deadline lapsed. A video of the execution of Jürgen Kantner was circulated Monday by the site intelligence group, which monitors terrorist activity. The German man was kidnapped last November while sailing in the waters off the southern Philippines. The militants demanded $600,000 for his release, and that deadline expired Sunday. The impeachment of South Korean President Park Geun-hye entered its final phase on Monday. South Korea's Constitutional Court held its last hearing, and acting President and Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn refused to extend an investigation of the scandal surrounding Ms. Park. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.